Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. The Pope's final major event on Sunday was his visit to Bethany beyond the Jordan, which is one of the newest ancient pilgrimage sites in the Holy Land. Charles Collins has more.
Bethany beyond the Jordan is considered the most important find in biblical archaeology in the past 30 years. Extensive excavations since the mid-1990s have unearthed ruins of churches, baptismal pools, and caves that show it was a Christian pilgrimage site as early as the 4th century. Many believe it's the exact site where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
Starting 1999 and on, started discovering one site after the other in an area of 300 square meters approximately. I will sum up what we discovered, sir. We've discovered remains of five uniquely designed and built churches and the unique cruciform baptistry in the middle of this wilderness.
Rustem Mikhayim is the director of the excavations. He says the visit by Pope Benedict has special significance.
The visit of His Holiness the Pope is very, very significant. It's the successor of Peter eventually, who was here originally. Saint Peter was prepared by John the Baptist here, and Jesus met Peter here, who transferred Christianity.
Pope Benedict was there to bless the foundation stones for two Catholic churches, one Latin Rite, the other Greek Melkite. When Pope Benedict arrived, he was met by King Abdullah of Jordan, who made a surprise visit to the site to meet the Holy Father. In his remarks, the Pope said the River Jordan should remind Christians they have been washed in the waters of baptism and have become members of the family of Jesus. He called on Christians to be a positive force in the region.
In the Middle East, marked by tragic suffering, by years of violence and unresolved tensions, Christians are called to offer their contribution, inspired by the example of Jesus, of reconciliation and peace through forgiveness and generosity.
Pope Benedict also toured the site with the royal couple. They rode in golf carts along the gravel paths that line the site and stopped at a pool where archaeologists have found the remains of early churches, as well as the steps leading down to the water where John the Baptist is believed to have carried out his ministry. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.